收听英文啪啪 Go Learn English on the Go。Hello， 大家好，我是主持人 Your Sister Helen。哎呦，时隔接近一个多月，终于又跟我们听众朋友再次相见啦！今天是我们第二季的第一集，没有错，你没听错，是第二季。那第一季呢是只有五集，原因是因为在做第五集的时候呢，我就学校还蛮多事情的，就比较没有心思放在 podcast 上面，所以我就停更了一段时间。那就决定在五月的最后一天开启我们新的一季。那这一季跟上一季最大的不同就是我们是135会更新，上一季的话是基本上一个礼拜更新一次。那现在因为挺闲的嘛，然后大家也都宅在家里面防疫，就觉得可以多产出一些内容，让大家能够在家的时候不会那么无聊。 So today we're going to talk about fat phobia. What is fat phobia? What does fat phobia mean? 今天我们要讲的是 fat phobia. 那你可能问 fat phobia 是什么？ Fat phobia 的意思又是什么？ So basically you can separate fat phobia into two parts, fat and phobia. 那基本上呢，你可以把 fat phobia 分成两个部分，一个是 fat, 一个是 phobia. I bet everyone here know what fat means. F-A-T, obviously this is one of the first couple words we ever learn in English, because people sometimes like to use it to insult somebody. But anyway, we're just going to skip fat for now. Phobia. So what is phobia? I guess a lot of you probably heard of words ending with phobia before. For example, claustrophobia, xenophobia,So basically, phobia means a type of anxiety disorder. Phobia 是什么呢？我相信应该很多人听过，就是有英文单词，然后后面是以 phobia 做结尾，像是 claustrophobia 幽闭恐惧症 ，xenophobia 排外恐惧症。所以基本上 phobia 指的就是恐惧症。So if you put fat and phobia together, you have fat phobia, which means you're anxious about being fat.所以如果你把 fat 肥胖跟 phobia 恐惧症放在一起，就变肥胖恐惧症，也就是指说你对于变胖你很感到焦虑或是忧虑。 So why are we talking about fat phobia today? 那为什么我们今天要讲肥胖恐惧症呢？ We all know that being slender but not too skinny is kind of like an unspoken standard of beauty today, because a lot of girls, including me and my friendsWe go to gym, we go on diets because we want to lose weight, we want to look better.
其实我们都知道瘦是一个不言而喻当今的审美标准。那很多女生啊，包括我跟我朋友啊，我们都会去健身房，我们会解释就是要减肥才会变得更漂亮嘛。
If you put this too far, you might get eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia, which is pretty bad for your health, to be honest.
那如果说你走火入魔了，你可能就会得到一些饮食方面的疾病，像是 bulimia 暴食症或是 anorexia 厌食症。那这些都会对你的健康带来很大的威胁。
So to combat fat phobia, some people actually join the fat positivity movement, which has a slogan that you are beautiful even though you are fat. It's kind of like love yourself, you're born to be beautiful campaign.
那对抗肥胖恐惧症，有些人就会加入所谓的肥胖正向运动。他们有一个 slogan 就是说，就算你很胖，但你还是很美。就有点像是爱你自己，你天生就是美的那种概念。
However, to be honest, I think that fat positivity movements can also create a double burden. Instead of generally feeling good about themselves, women continue to want to look skinnier and then feel guilty for being unable to love their body the way they're supposed to.It kind of introduced a new way to feel bad about yourselves without getting rid of the original. So women still exercise and diet to lose weight but aren't allowed to be honest about the reason. Instead, they say they're doing it to feel good or the vaguest reason of all for myself. These reasons might be true some of the time, but if exercise and diets had no effect on body shape whatsoever,I think the gyms of the world would have far fewer women looking for empowerment and self-improvement.
但说实话，我觉得这种肥胖正向运动啊，它其实也会带来一个负面的效果。它就有点像是双刃吧。 就是说女性呢反而因为这个运动她不能真实的表达说她自己想要变得更瘦，反而她会觉得有点罪恶感，就是说自己想变瘦这件事情她会感到有点罪恶感，因为她没能接受她自己最原本的身体。所以我个人觉得啦，她可能也会造成一些人觉得对自己感到不满，就是她原本就已经对自己的身材感到不满了，然后她现在又因为她这种行为感到更为不满。要知道的是，我们女生啊，我们还是会运动啊，我们还是会节食去减肥，但是可能说我们给出来的理由就不是说我们是为了变美才去运动，而是说哦，我们想要让自己变得更好，或者是有一种更为模糊的答案，就是我们是为了我们自己才去运动的。那我觉得这些理由啊，也许他们是真的在某些时候，但如果说运动啊跟节食它对于你的身材完全没有影响的话，我觉得啊，世界上所有的健身房你都不会看到这么多的女生是为了要自我修养而去的。 So it feels like the biggest solution for fat phobia is definitely not trying to blast the message that everyone is beautifulBecause this kind of message actually presumes the most harmful thing of all, that beauty is the most important thing. Beauty is so important, in fact, that we must twist and contort to make sure everyone fits. Because not being beautiful, not looking good, well, that's a fat so horrible to imagine. 我个人觉得要对付肥胖恐惧症最好的方式绝对不是说去讲说，哎，所有人都是漂亮的，因为当你在讲所有人都是漂亮的这句话的同时，他就是在假设一个最糟的讯息，就是说美丽是最重要的事情，美丽是如此的重要，事实上我们所有人都必须要改变我们自身的想法，我们要去扭曲自己的审美观，去确保说大家都是美丽的。在这样的价值观下，不美丽不够好看就是一个非常恐怖难以想象的命运。 You see how twisted this is? So instead of saying things like fat is beautiful, what we should be saying is that beautiful just isn't that important. Beauty should be like a wonderful Saint Louis, lovely if you have one, but your world isn't over if you're born tone deaf. There are other things to do. You can be talented, funny, intelligent, sportyBelieve it or not, there's an entire spectrum of human achievements completely unrelated to weight. And unlike empowered female scientists and superheroes on TV, those things don't have to come accompanied by beauty. Beauty isn't the prerequisite before you get to have other human attributes. This is more or less how men live, and I think it's a way of being that is entirely achievable.
你看到那样的价值观有多扭曲了吧？所以与其说胖子是美丽的我们还不如说美丽其实并不重要。美丽应该就像是美妙的歌声，如果你拥有美妙的歌声那很好啊，恭喜你，但如果你天生就是聋哑人士的话，你的世界并没有结束呀，你还有很多事情可以做。你可以是有才华的、有趣的、聪明的、运动型的，信不信由你。其实人类的成就完全和体重无关系啊。就像你在电视上看到一些赋予权力的女科学家和超级英雄不同的，这些东西其实不必和美相伴。在你拥有其他人类的属性之前，美丽并不是先决条件。这样或多或少是男人的生活方式，那我认为这个对于我们女生来说完全是一个可以实现的存在方式。
Celebrating fat's beauty is just another way of saying beauty is still a requirement for female existenceBut we are going to let more women be people now. But what if we just didn't give the words beauty that power? What if we just lived without that voice in our heads constantly assessing, positively or negatively, revising, trying to think what we should think, trying to see what we should see? What if it just didn't matter? What if women could be something other than beautiful? I'll leave the answer to y'all. Hopefully you guys can figure out what exactly...Does it mean to you? Does beauty mean something to you? Or you feel like you can still live without beauty?
庆祝肥胖是种美丽，换句话说是在说美丽仍然是女性生存的一大条件之一。那如果说我们不想要当女性，我们只想要当一般人呢？
其实我们可以试试看，不要再给美丽这种力量。如果说我们能够摒弃心中的那些声音，说你应该要怎么去思考，你应该要怎么去看事情的话，那是否我们可以摆脱这些性别上的枷锁？我们女生是否可以撕掉美丽的标签？那这个答案呢，就要留给各位听众朋友自己去想想看，说到底美丽的意义是什么？没有美丽这道枷锁，我们是否能活得光彩？Before we go, I want to recommend a song by Ed Sheeran. It's called Beautiful People. This song has a lot to do with what we discussed today. I hope you enjoy it. And that's all for today. See you next time. Bye.